Good afternoon, New Folk Radio. I'm Brad Showalter from Kiwi Audio, and today we're discussing roots music from Chicago. This is 15 Minutes with the Bear Hambo. Hey guys, why don't you introduce yourselves?
All right, I'm Brad Riverdahl, the drummer for the Bear Hambones.
Hey, I'm Tim Larson, I'm the piano player and the singer.
I'm Tony Kubasek, I play the bass.
Hey everybody, my name is Mike Brown, I play guitar for the Bear Hambones, and I've been with the band since the beginning.
Okay, so here we are, 15 Minutes with the Bear Hambones, Episode 7. Now, all the music we played so far has been original, but there is one cover on the record. Talk about that.
Yeah, we wanted the album to be the original stuff. We really like our originals. We feel that's the card we're playing. But our show is half covers. And we pick some Willie Nelson, some Merle Haggard, and some stuff that a lot of people probably don't know, some really older Bob Wills and stuff like that.
We get a lot of people like the Willie and they like the Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny Cash. We do a Johnny Cash song and people are pretty excited about mm-hmm. it. I'm a piano player, so Great Balls of Fire is going over pretty well, too. And yeah, man, do we like playing that song.
That's fun.
The next song on the album is the only cover song that we put on there because we love playing this song. Tony Kubasek told me early on, hey, I got a couple of songs that we could play that are covers, and he sent me a YouTube link to somebody doing a version of this. Was it Grateful Dead? Yeah. Was it Grateful Dead doing this song? And so I did some research, and it's a really old song. It's a song in Dallas. Deep Ellum is actually an area in Dallas where it was kind of a red light district scenario. So it's a song about a bunch of hookers.
Perfect Bear Hambone song.
It's an old blues song about a bunch of hookers. And we caught on to a couple of bluegrassy versions of this. And we completely rearranged it mm-hmm. and took inspiration from two different genres and started playing it. And then Brad showed up for practice and just lit it up with the drums.
It's not far off from how Levon Helm from the band, he covered the song.
That's where I'm... Oh, yeah. Whenever you play that, I'm
that's kind of where I'm taking it from.
You're doing it. Because I'm hearing Levon in your drums every time we play that.
Oh, man, it's so much fun to play. We couldn't not put it on the album. This is Deep Ellum Blues.
Preach the Bible through and through.
been listening to the Bare Ham Bones, and that was Deep Ellum Blues.
What do you classify your style?
Man.
Folk, country, folk roots?
This has been a tough one.
We hate this question.
Trying to figure this
out. I love Deathgrass.
Deathgrass was a good one.
It depends on what song we're playing, really.
I mean, okay. So,
well,
I look
maybe
at it,
maybe sort of summarize this record. You know, time for kicking.
I think roots is probably the best. Like roots Americana. Sort
roots
of.
Americana. Because we touch on bluegrass.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We touch on rock. I mean, we touch on rock. We
a little
touch
bit
on old school type country.
Old country, not new country.
Not new country.
Rockabilly.
We touch on
blues,
folky elements.
Folk.
Yeah, and the storytelling. The storytelling is Americana.
Definitely,
it is. Yeah. So genre specific is hard for us to do, but if you took bluegrass, folk, rockabilly, country, and by country I mean Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson country. And you put those together.
But then add a rock and roll drummer.
And then make it live and make it loud and fun for people. I think you have what we do. This next song is called Jack Brown. I wrote this a long time ago for the band that Brad and I were in, the Psychobilly Cadillacs. And our lead singer heard it and just kind of went, I don't know if it's going to make it. And we don't play it live very often. But when we play it in practice, we really enjoy it.
Yes.
And when we played it in the studio and heard it, there's a good story here. And Tony, while I was doing the chorus, said, you know, I'm hearing this opportunity to do this with the background vocals. And he really took this song and turned it into something special. The background stuff, the story, the song itself is something that a lot of people really, really enjoy when they listen to this album. This is Jack Brown.
A quiet man sitting at the bar again, staring at the whiskey he's about to drink. He's asked the waitress twice, turn the music up real nice, so loud that a man don't have to think. Well, now she done what he said, watched as he lowered his head, threw it back and he drank that whiskey down. Sally Jean couldn't help it a bit, she helped him get a cigarette lit. She said, I'm Sally Jean. He said, I'm Jack Brown. She said, Jackie, what's on your mind? Ain't seen a body down like this in quite some time. And he said, Jean walked away with his glass. She doubled up his whiskey fast, came back and questioned him with her eyes. Jack Brown took a breath and sighed, said, my wife came along for a ride. The cops took us at the corner by surprise. I've been running cocaine for a spell, I knew that it would damn me to hell, but never thought that Gina would catch no blame. Two dozen cops in a dozen cars,
Jack said my trial started today. My lawyer's real slick for the price I pay. I don't say a word, I probably beat this down. Sally Jean, what do I do then? What do I care if I'm not in the pen? I've got an empty house and no friends in this town. Sally Jean filled his glass again, poured another for herself, and then she said, Jack Brown, this whiskey's on me. They clinked glass and she gave him a smile. He said, you know I gotta be here a while. She said, yeah, I guess that's the way it's got to be. She went back to behind the bar. She left him with his thoughts, and you know, here they are. Here they are, yeah. Well, I keep drinking all of my pain away. I don't want to remember what happened yesterday. Sally Jean,
yeah, I get the chills when we play that song.
Which is like
we played it the other day, and I was like, okay,
yeah.
It was one of these things where playing it in the studio and listening to this, like, because when we brought it in here to play it, it was very new to us.
It was
so was.
We kind of only played it a few times, and then hearing the finished product.
Yes, that's what I was.
And you're like, wow, that turned out pretty cool.
Yeah, it did. Hey, we already did two songs today, so what else is going on?
Did you hear about Vinyl?
The it's show? Done.
Oh, no.
Canceled.
There's some other show. There's another show that's kind of taking its spot.
I was going to text you. I forgot.
Showtime's got some show called Roadies that's coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
David Cameron.
And they're trying. Yeah, Cameron Crowe.
The review I heard had actual Roadies. They're like, it ain't like this.
That'd be like a show about, like, you know, working on the assembly line, like, just, you know, stamping soup cans or something. No one wants to watch that.
Today great, on great, soup can stamp.
Soup, yeah. Soup can stampers. That'd be like the greatest reality TV show ever.
Soup cans. It's like Learning Channel. Soup can stampers.
Hey, Bob, I see you missed 10 cans. What's up with that?
Oh, man, you know, it's just been a bad day.
My wife left me.
And the problem is I've been stamping her in the middle of the night. God, this carpal tunnel's killing me, man.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed today's 15 Minutes with the Bear Hambone. Just find a minute.